Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Spiritual warfare right now. Once again, you're now tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, guess what, listeners? You all are in for a real treat again on tonight. We have a special guest. She has been on previously, earlier part of last year. You may remember if you have been listening in. My special guest on tonight, once again, is none other than author, Tashana L. Stevenson from Marion, Alabama. She is an author of two books. Her first book was titled Conviction to Correction. Now she's been released from prison, and now she has written another book. This book is titled Conviction to Correction. What a difference, what a change. So she's my special guest on tonight. I'm asking our listeners, even though she's an author, I'm asking you to please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because we're going to still probably bring forth some scriptures that we can share with you all on tonight. She is my special guest on tonight. So get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along as we give God the glory for what he has done in her life. But we always go to God in prayer first, and that's what we're going to do right now. We're getting ready to go to God's throne. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please touch and agree with me in prayer on tonight, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers. At the same time, what a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again, your children, touching and agreeing that you are God alone. You are worthy of our praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. You are worthy of our praise. We just love you on tonight. We bless your name, because there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, my guest tonight, Tasha Stevenson from Marion, Alabama. We ask that you forgive her of her sins and her transgressions, as well as her family and every saved believer all over the land. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even though we may be saved in Jesus' name, we still fall short of your glory. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works, and we can come through him and be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions. So now, Lord, we pray that you are moved by your spirit on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they go through their hour of bereavement. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray and ask that you will continue to touch, heal, and strengthen all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, strengthen, and heal their bodies, mind, and spirit. We don't have to send you anywhere, because we know that you're already there. So do what you do best, Lord. Show up and show out on the behalf of your children, that you will be still glorified, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you would move by your spirit through this ministry broadcast on tonight through my guest, and she shared her testimony, not testimony, but her new book, Heavenly Father, that someone will be inspired, someone will be blessed and encouraged as they hear what she is going to say tonight over this worldwide platform. We thank you for her life. We thank you for what you are doing in her life and her family's life, that you will continue to be glorified through her, is our prayer in Jesus' name. And, oh God, should there be any listeners that's not saved on tonight, that's listening to this broadcast, either on social media platforms or whether they have dialed in on the phone lines, if they're not saved, Heavenly Father, I pray that something will be said on tonight that will convict them and prick their hearts to the point that they've opened their own mouth, even on tonight. And that's what must they do to be saved in Jesus' name, that you get the glory, is our prayer. So move by your spirit on tonight over this worldwide platform. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully dials in. Bless those that are listening in through social media platforms around the world, that you get the glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture proof of thought, as we always do. And tonight it comes to us saying, when karma visits someone who wronged you or caused you pain, and you rejoice in their downfall, your healing is not complete. Just because you witness it does not mean you celebrate. That's a kind of long scripture proof of thought, but that's really powerful. And because it's so powerful, I'm going to say it again because someone needs to hear this. Again, tonight's spiritual proof of thought. When karma visits someone who wronged you or caused you pain, and you rejoice in their downfall, your healing is not complete. Just because you witness it does not mean you celebrate. In other words, karma. Would you sow, you reap what you sow, what you send out comes back to you. That's a part of what karma means. So if you have been through that, don't rejoice when you see your enemy being persecuted or being God has stepped into your situation on behalf of your enemies or those that have misused you. Don't rejoice in that, because God said in his word that he'll take it off of them and put it on you. So that's what the spiritual food for thought means on tonight. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this ministry platform. Once again, my special guest on tonight is none other than author. She'll have to pronounce her name once she comes on the air live. So I know I'm probably messing it up. Lord, forgive me in the name of Jesus. I think it's Tekasha L. Stevenson from Marion, Alabama. She was on before. Again, her first book is titled Conviction to Correction. That was when she was behind the walls, the prison walls. But she has been released. Thank God. Now she has another book. It's titled Conviction to Correction. She is my special guest on tonight. So after I have concluded my interview with her on tonight, we're going to do what we always do. We always open up the phone lines for the guests that have dialed in, and we're going to give you an opportunity to, if you want to have questions for her on tonight, or if you want to give her words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after we have concluded with the interview with her. But before we do that, we're going to go to our music break song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into our interview with my special guest on tonight. I'm so excited about what God is doing in her life on tonight. And we serve the same God. Just like he did it for her, he can do it for you or anyone else. I give you praise. Guess what? God is worthy of our praise.
With all my soul, holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
I give you praise. We give God praise. Why? He is worthy of our praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, God deserves our praise. Well, once again, I'm so excited to have my special guest on tonight. If you all are on the line, please stay on the line, because once we finish with her interview, I will be opening up the phone lines for anyone that have dialed in. You may have a question for her, or if you want to give her words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so. My phone lines are lit up on tonight. Ooh, we give God the glory. So right now, I know I'm messing up your name. Please forgive me. I'm asking you, if you don't mind, would you pronounce your first name for me, please? Hold on just one second, listeners. Hold on just one second. I had the wrong one. Hold on a second. Let me get her on. I got so many numbers that have dialed in. Hold on just one second. Let me get the right one. And I have so many people that have dialed in. I'm trying to make sure I get to her number so I can click her on live right here. Here we go. Okay, Sister Stevenson, do me a favor. I know I messed up your name. Please forgive me. If you don't mind, could you please pronounce your first name, please?
Takasha
Stevenson from Marion, Alabama. She is my special guest on tonight. Again, I apologize for messing up your first name, but God understands.
That's okay.
But right now, thank you so much for understanding. I am so excited to have you on this ministry platform once again on tonight. You was on almost over a year ago with your first book, which titled Conviction to Correction Behind the Walls. But thanks be to God, and I know that you can testify to this song that we just played on tonight, I Give You Praise, that you're still giving God praise, that now that you're out of prison, you have written a new book titled Conviction to Correction. Do me a favor, if you could, because we have so many listeners dialing in and listening in tonight for the first time, could you just give us a little rundown real quick about how you was convicted and placed in prison the first time regarding your first book, and then we're going to move forward with your interview. So we can turn the people can be caught up.
I was convicted of money laundering. I was a
a four-day trial back on November the 17th through November the 20th, and I was found guilty of money laundering for accepting child support from my baby daddy, who was a drug dealer. I was sentenced to 41 months in federal prison, and I was sent to Greenville, Illinois prison camp. I was released October the 2nd, 2017, to a halfway house in Birmingham, Alabama. I served 6 months, and I was released with my freedom March 31st, 2018. So I've been home 5 years now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Nobody but God. Thank you, Jesus. And guess what, listeners? He's doing a mighty work through her. Since even while she was behind bars, she wrote this first book. Now she has written a new book. And so that's what we're going to discuss on tonight. The first thing I want to do on tonight with you, Sister Stevenson, regarding before we go into your first book, as we were talking, you told me how God has really blessed you since you have been released from prison. Could you share with the listeners when you told me about how God has opened doors that you are now an ambassador? You're going around to different cities and states talking to governors and mayors regarding prisons. Could you elaborate on that, please?
I just passed my test, and I'm a justice ambassador, and I'm a part of Prison Fellowship. Starting January 2023, I'll be going to the prisons in Alabama speaking to young ladies before they are released to come home, and also I'll be sitting down with different lawmakers of different states and the governor going over different laws on which laws that I think we should pass, which one that I think we should amend and fix.
Wow, look at God. Nobody but God. What a mighty God we serve. No matter what we've gone through, what we've done, even though that's why we thank God for Jesus, that we can go through Jesus and be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so
Amen.
That we can continue to walk in and fulfill our God purpose in the earth. And that's what he's doing through you. You are a perfect example of what that means. So that's why I'm so excited on tonight to have you as on my guest on tonight. So that being said, we're going to give it a go into your new book, which is titled, once again, on tonight, Conviction to Corrections. Beyond the walls. The first one was behind the walls. Now you're beyond the walls. That means you're releasing. You're out of prison. We're going to go into this.
Yes.
Could you please share with the listeners on page number 7 about prayer? Could you elaborate on that when you did that special prayer on page number 7?
On page number 7, I wrote this prayer out because I knew everything that I wanted to do when I got out, but I didn't know how it was going to get done. And after my release, you know, things just started to become unwind. You know, things just started unwinding and getting done. I didn't know how they were going to get done, but I knew he was going to show up. So because of things that I had already dreamed about or envisioned when I was incarcerated, and that had started happening, I started writing prayers like that to let you know that I knew that he was really there. He had basically just shown me a vision before, and that came to
pass.
Wow,
and it came to pass. Lord have mercy. We thank God for that. You are a living testimony, and that's why I'm so excited to have you on this worldwide platform tonight, because a lot of listeners are going to be encouraged and being blessed by what God has done and is still doing in your life. So now we're going to talk about, we're going to go to page number 11, and I want to encourage the listeners, when we get through with this interview, she's going to give you all the information as to how you can purchase her books. So stay tuned so that you can get this information as how you can purchase her books that God has blessed her to write. So we're just going over a few things that in the second book, like we did the first book. You have a powerful preface in your book, page number 11. Could you go into detail about that?
Okay, on page number 11, I was basically telling you that I was never prepared for half of what I went through. But because I went through it and made it out, feel and made it out better and whole than the person I was before I went in, I was basically elaborating on that right there because I faced many trials behind those bars. And now that I was out and I opportunity just opening up, so I was elaborating on what God was doing, had done and what he was doing and how I had changed. And basically to let you know that I was never prepared for what I went through, but you would have thought that I was born for it, like I was built for it because I made it through holy. And I also thought that some of the anger and stuff was removed after I had gotten out. But it was when I saw those people or, you know, came in touch with some of the things, same things that I had did before I went to prison that let me know that I had changed.
Wow. Praise the Lord. So you saw the change within yourself. And that's so important saw the change. Oh, that's so important that you said that. And you know what? And by you saying that, that brings back to my remembrance, and it's also in your book, but you have the scripture. For those of you that have your Bibles, if you want to turn to it, and you may know this already, but I'm going to read it to you again. It's found in Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verse 11. And it says, "For I know," talking about God, saying that I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And that's what God did for you, Sister Stevenson, on tonight. Even though you were behind prison bars, you still kept your faith in God. You were still holding on to his word. So that's why it's so important as Christians that we know God's word. And then when we get in different situations, we're going to apply God's word to our lives, our different situations that he's going to bring us through, because he is our promise keeper. And you are living proof of that on tonight. My next thing we want to discuss with a little bit about your book is on page number 21, you have a powerful introduction. Could you share that with the listeners? Your introduction is so powerful to me.
Okay, on page 21, I gave you a reason. I gave you real reasons and experience on why I wanted you to read this book. Because this book was full of, different trials that I actually faced. And I wanted to share my experience with everybody so they wouldn't be so quick to give up, but pray and believe. Don't just pray, but you have to pray and believe. And you have to just wait. You have to wait patiently because I was an impatient person, and I'm just always on the go, and I react pretty quick. But after incarceration, when I was released, I started to realize that some of those things had been removed, and I had overcome them. So my past mistakes and the environment that I was in, I went back, and I was faced with the same people and some of the same issues and situations, but Like I said, I knew that I was changed because it didn't move me. Those same things didn't move me, and I knew that, you know, that past life was over with.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. I like that. I'm so glad you said that. That past life is over, and God has given you a new beginning. That's what we love about God. Again, he is a promise keeper. He said he will put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, that he will remember them no more. So if God forgave us and threw our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, guess what we need to do as Christians? We have to learn how to forgive ourselves. And that way we can move on and be the people of God that he has called and destined for each one of us to be, that he will get the glory out of our lives as individuals and then as a corporate believer. So that is so powerful what you just shared with me and the listeners. Now, this is what I'm going to do for you, Sister Stevenson, on tonight. I'm looking at your book right now, and I'm looking at page number 23, and you talked about it's titled Preventive Measure. So I'm not going to ask you anything about that, but I'm going to read this to the listeners myself so that they can really get a glimpse of what you are really saying here regarding preventive measures, and this can apply to anyone's life, not just someone who was incarcerated and had been released from prison bars. So I'm going to read this, then we're going to go forward. In this provincial measure, she says to us in the book, people are who they are. So when they show you who they are, please believe them. When they show you inconsistency, inconsideration, disloyalty, ungratefulness, entitlement, or just have ways that disturb your peace, then those are the wrong people to have around you. Then she go on to say, real people are rare and are hard to find. So if you know any, you better level up to keep them in your life. I'm going to say that again because that's powerful and it's so true. Real people are rare and hard to find. So if you know of any real people, I'm going to paraphrase, you better level up to keep them in your life. Choose people who choose you. There's something about a realist, and they have a glow to them that because they are not hating, they're not bitter, messy, or plotting evil against you or anyone else. Then finally she says, today I can honestly say to anyone that I am blessed with everything I need. I am working hard toward everything I want to achieve in life. And I am most appreciative and grateful for all that I have in life. Now, that is so powerful to me. And that's why I wanted to read that myself to the listeners, because someone can be blessed and inspired and encouraged by what we just shared regarding preventive measures, and that can apply to each and every last one of us on tonight. So as we move on, could you elaborate on page number 27, please? Let them know what the title is and then elaborate on that a little bit.
Page 27 is my chapter title, Exodus, because I was excited when I was getting ready to leave prison, not realizing that so much would still come against me because I thought that by me leaving, everything was going to be behind me. But I realized as I was walking out the door that my attitude and my mood had changed, so I wanted to come up with a saying. And the saying was, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. So I was the type of person that holds grudges, and I can hold it long, it's as long as you allow me to hold it. And I realized when I walked out that door that some of that was coming back to me. So I would just go back to my poems and my quotes from different authors, and that was one of them. And I had to, readjust my attitude when I walked out that door and when I arrived at the halfway house also, because, that was a big part of my freedom. I realized that when I look back over my life, I was already in prison before I had even done time in prison physically, because a lot of my past and my anger and grudge holding had me in prison. And I realized that when certain people were dying off or, getting hurt, how easily that anger would just go away. So I had to realize and understand that anger could go and grudge holding could go away that easy, why not just unlock myself anyway?
Lord Jesus, wow. You was in prison before you even got to prison. Now that's deep. And you know what? And it's so sad to say, but it's really true, because there's a lot of people that really are in that same predicament, and some of them don't even realize it. But you had enough sense to realize that you was in that situation. But thanks be to God. That's why I prayed that song, I Give You Praise. And I know that's why you continuously give God praise for the marvelous things that he has done in your life. You are a witness for the Lord, and he is using you in mighty different ways, that he is being blessed and he is being glorified through your life. And you're not ashamed to be a witness for the Lord. You are an open book. And so that's what you're doing. You are letting people know what you have been through and how you got through it. And that was all because you had Jesus in your life. and by your prayers and your faith, that's what got you through. So we thank God for that on tonight. I'm looking at your chapter title, Create Who You Are. You said at the beginning, it's never too late to be what you might have been. I am going to ask you, on page number 52, I'm not going to read these two scriptures. I want you to read these two scriptures after you elaborate on that title chapter, what that means. Just give us a synopsis of what that title chapter title means. And then on page 52, if you can read those two scriptures to the listeners.
For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. This scripture tells whatever we think that we become it. So I knew I had to adjust my mindset. The second one, a man is not defiled by what enters his mouth, but what comes out of his mouth. Matthew 15:11.
And that is so true. And that's what the body of Christ needs to be really focusing on, especially today for such a time as this, because the evil one, the devil, he is still doing what he do. He told, but the Lord asked him one day, what was he doing? And he said to the Lord, I'm walking up and down the earth seeking whom I may devour. So he is still killing, stealing, and destroying, just like he did way back then. He's the same evil one, the same father of lies. He has not changed. So we thank God for Jesus that we can go through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, and be forgiven again. We can be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions so that we can prove to the enemy that he is a liar and that God has the victory and the power over each one of our lives, that put our faith and our hope and our trust in him. And you are a perfect example. Now, if you don't mind, I didn't talk to you about this or share with you on this, but I'm just looking at your book right now. If you could talk about your chapter that's titled After Losing It All. What do you mean by that, after losing it all?
Because before my incarceration, I had it all. You know, I had the big house, the land, the 4 acres. I drove whatever kind of cars I wanted. Rode the rims, changed different clothes, probably got my hair done twice a week sometimes. Basically, I was financially stable to go and get whatever. But after I come home and I was sent to the halfway house first, like, I didn't have anything but a $35 debit card. So I start realizing that I had lost it all. But after when I got finished with the halfway house, and I moved into my own two-bedroom, two-bath apartment and started working at a job called the New Corporation, which is a factory, I haven't gotten back to the place where I was, which is not even important, but I end up getting some things back. So I had a different mindset. So now I don't have to live above my means. I don't have to drive all the fancy cars. I don't have to have the big house, the land, you know. I can't take any of that with me anyway, but I end up going to school and getting degrees. I'm on my third degree now. I have two associates in business already. I'll be graduating in May of 2023 with my bachelor's in criminal justice. So I realized that material things wasn't all that, but my education, you know, my respect, my mindset, my attitude, you know, the way I handle people, and also the way I let people handle me. I realized that that was most important to me.
Amen. That is so true. Listen, then you, I like these scriptures that you have added to the last chapter, to the back of that chapter of this book, of this your book, of this title, After Losing It All. And I'm going to read in the book of Psalms, chapter 27, verse number 14. And you said this, you quoted this scripture again, Psalms chapter 27, verse 14. A lot of you Bible readers may be familiar with it, but I'm going to read what it says. It says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart stay encouraged. Yes, wait for the Lord. So in the King James Version of the Bible, it's going to read a lot different. But in other words, it's still saying, wait on the Lord. And then the King James Version of the Bible said, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. So it all means the same thing. So that's what you did. Even while you was incarcerated, you, again, you kept your faith, your hope, and your trust in God. And that's what got you through. And that's why you are where you are now. You're being a living testimony as to what God can do in the life of a believer that put their faith, their hope, and trust in him. We're going to look at page number 62. No, we just talked about that. I want to go skip down to page 81 because I want to give the listeners a chance to speak to you very shortly. If you don't mind, if we want to look at something on page number 81 that is so powerful. You said, better to be fighting for freedom than to be a prisoner all the days of your life. What? And I know that's that's a quote by Bob Marley. What does that mean to you? What you quoted in your book, what I just read. What does that mean to you personally?
That scripture is, it's better to die fighting for freedom than to be a prisoner all the days of your life. Because, you know, when it comes to your freedom, it's very important. And I'm a natural born fighter anyway. You know, I don't just assume things. So that scripture quote speaks to me, it's better to die for your freedom, because people don't even understand freedom is not just out of prison. You know, freedom is freedom of speech, freedom to do what you want to do, to be able to walk around. You know, it's not just incarcerated. If I can't be free to be myself, then I don't need to be around you. If I can't have the freedom of speech, you know, it's different speeches. You don't have to speak disrespect to someone. So I realized that when I came home, I was still kind of locked up, because around certain people, I couldn't be myself. Around certain people, I couldn't say certain things without them getting so easily offended. It was some places I couldn't go. When I came home from the halfway house, yeah, I was free from incarceration, but I still had to check in. So I was still angry, you know. I was getting angry, and, you know, lots of times, and I was like, okay, this has to end, because now I'm like, I'm tired of having to check in with people. So, I ended up getting released off of probation earlier than I would have. My probation officer put it into the court for me to be released, because he didn't feel I had to do a full 3 years because I was walking a straight line, and he felt like the government was just wasting money on someone like me. But I realized that my freedom, you know, wasn't all about incarceration. So that's why today I'm not surrounded by certain people, or I don't do certain things in those certain places, if it's easily offensive to them, because, like I said, freedom is more than physically and incarcerated.
That's right. Amen. And that's why it's so important, as, especially as Christians, that we be careful that with the company that we keep. And that's why we need to pray for discernment. So if we are around someone that means us no good, or if they are not Christ-minded, that the Lord can reveal to us through his Holy Spirit that we need to get away from that person or those individuals, because they don't mean us any good. And if we continue to hang around them, we're going to end up in some trouble that we can't get ourselves out of. So that is a good example of what you just said. Your mindset has to change. And that's what you allow God to do through you. Once you was released from prison, you changed the friends, you changed the company that you kept, and then when you did that, then that's when God started opening the door to you. And I am so grateful and so happy to hear that you say you have the different degrees from college and what God is doing through your life. And as long as you continue to stay faithful like you are to him right now and being an encourager to other people, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is still yet for you to come, is to come to you. So you continue to walk that straight and narrow path. Continue to stay in God's word. Continue to be faithful to God. And don't look back. And just continue to move forward and as you continue to walk up the King's Highway. So as we get ready to go to your final chapter we're going to discuss tonight, talking about Man in the Mirror, and that you titled it Man in the Mirror, but it can also mean Woman in the Mirror. So could you elaborate on that a little bit? And then I'm going to, once you elaborate on that final chapter that we're going to discuss tonight, then I'm going to read that final scripture that you have applied to this chapter. Could you elaborate on that a little bit, please?
Man in the Mirror, I wrote that chapter because I realized that age had nothing to do with anything that happened in my life. You know, I've been wanting to go to college. I hate that it took incarceration for me to get back on that path, but, you know, maybe that's what I needed to turn around. And Man in the Mirror was just, when I look in the mirror now, I do see a different person than who I used to be. You know, I'm no longer hanging around certain people. I'm no longer having to wash my mouth. I have a different degree. I was working at the law firm. I had to change that job because I realized that I was trying to do too much. So I had to readjust myself and evaluate myself and make sure that I wasn't trying to prove anything to people. So I had to let that job go and just do one of them so I can be able to, you know, to maintain. I joined the Justice Ambassador so I can go in and out the prison to speak to other young women so they won't follow the same path that I went down. I had different people to talk to me along the way, but I kind of, like, shut them out and didn't listen. So the Man in the Mirror was just basically showing you and telling you that I'm different from everything that towards the first chapters in the book and how my identity is different. You know, I don't even look at myself the same as I once did. I don't convict myself anymore. You know, I like the change, the way the change took place. Maybe that's what God knew was best for me. But who I was and what I used to do, you know, has changed. So that's basically how I come up with the chapter Man in the Mirror.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. You said a mouthful right there, because that is so important that you still saying that you really have forgiven yourself and you're not looking back. And so that's a word for someone else on tonight that's listening.
Yes,
to this
I was
broadcast.
The last person that I forgave.
Wow. And that's what I was saying earlier. And I think I said it first night on this broadcast. You know, once we ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins, God said he has forgiven us. Once we ask Jesus to forgive us, he said he forgives us and throw our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Now, and then once he do that, then we have to forgive ourselves. And that way we can continue to move forward and fulfill our God purpose, that God would truly be glorified through each one of us. I'm going to read something real quick that you said in this same chapter. It says in a paragraph, it says, everything in life is upon your ability and capacity to understand appropriately and adequately through certain people, times, and seasons. And that is a fact. And then you turn around and you added this scripture, which is found in Romans chapter 14, verse number 13. Again, that's Romans chapter 14, verse number 13. And it says, therefore, let us not pass judgment on one another any longer, but rather to decide never to put a stumbling block or hindrance in the way of a brother. I'm going to paraphrase, or a brother or a sister. So, Sister Stevenson, on tonight, I thank God for you. You are such a blessing to the body of Christ, and you are a perfect example of what God can do in one's life. And just as I was saying earlier, someone may be listening. You may not be in the same situation that Sister Stevenson, my guest, was in. You may not be in that same situation, but you may be in some other type of predicament. And just like God brought her through, he said he has no respect of persons, and he changed not. So just like he did it for her in her situation, he can do it for you too. All you have to do is put your faith, your hope, and your trust in God, just like she did. And look at, you heard what she said she's doing. She's gotten 2 degrees, and she's still going to school. And all the many doors that God has opened for her, that she is an ambassador now. She is being used by God to go back into the prisons and be a blessing to the prisoners. So that's the kind of God we serve. Thank God for you on tonight. I thank God that you was able to come forth and share a part of your second book with me and the listeners on tonight. But before we open up the phone line, I want to again say thank you. Congratulations on your second book.
Thank you for having me.
And you're so welcome. And your future endeavors. Could you please share with the listeners, someone may be very interested in how they can purchase your first book and your second book. Please let the listeners know how they can purchase your books.
They can go on Amazon and purchase it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books a Million. Also, I have a website, righttoheal.org. That's spelled W-R-I-T-E, the number 2, H-E-A-L.org, O-R-G. And you will see all three of my books. I have a third book that just came out this last month in November on Black Friday. It was released. The name of it is Secure, A Woman's Playbook to Life of Stability.
Wow, look at God. Nobody but God. To God be the glory. So once again, I just want to make sure everyone got this information so someone may have missed it. They might be writing this down. But before I say that, if you missed anything, you can always go back to my website and pull up today's show and be blessed by this conversation and this interview with Sister Stevenson from Marion, Alabama. On tonight, the author, this powerful author, you can go to my website and pull it up and listen to it and be blessed by it all over again and share it with others so that they can be blessed as well. But Sister Stevenson, before I open up the phone lines, I want to give you an opportunity to share with the listeners one more time how they can purchase your book. Give us all that information once again, please.
It's available on Amazon. It's available on BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com. It's ebook, and it's on my website, righttoheal.org. That's W-R-I-T-E, the number 2, dot O-R-G.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Well, listeners, it's your time to respond. So what I'm getting ready to do, give me just a second. And what I'm doing right now is I am opening up the phone lines. We have so many different people that have called in from so many different states around the country on tonight. Thank God for each one of you that have dialed in. So what I'm doing now is opening up the phone lines for anyone that may have words of encouragement for my guest on tonight. Or if you have a question for her pertaining to our conversation or the interview on tonight regarding her book, you would have an opportunity to do so. Give me just one second, and I will have all the lines open. I want to try to give everyone an opportunity to speak that have dialed in, and I will let you know when all the lines are open, then you can start speaking. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, all the phone lines are open right now. So if you have a word of encouragement for my guest tonight, or if you have a question for her, you can do so now. The phone lines are open.
Hi, Tessa. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I just want to say your book is very inspirational. Like the host said, the prayer in your book has been so encouraging for me. So I definitely want to congratulate you on all the great things that you have going on. Continue to do what you
do.
And what is your passion behind going into these different prisons? What is really pushing you and encouraging you to want to do that?
I want to encourage the young ladies before they come home and help them understand that they do not have to go back and do the same thing that they did that landed them into prison. And I want them to understand that the myth of when we're incarcerated, we come out and we don't have a life again or we can't do this or that. I want them to understand that it's a lie. You know, whatever they want to do, they can set their minds to it. I've been home 5 years now. I have 2 different business degrees. I'll be graduating in May with a 3rd degree of bachelor's in criminal justice, and I'll be going on to law school. So I want them, and I work. I've been on the same job for 5 years since I've been home. So I want them to understand that, you know, because they've been incarcerated, they don't have to stop, like, their life don't eat.
Oh, well, congratulations. So are really setting a good example for anyone that's coming out of prison. that just because they have a record doesn't they can't succeed. So God bless you and continue to do what you're doing. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I touch and agree 100%. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? The phone lines are open. Anyone else?
God bless you, Sister Stevenson. God bless you. That was such a wonderful testimony. I know some friends who have been incarcerated, and I'm definitely going to get your book. And I especially love what Brother Brown read about the preventive measures. That is so true. I want you to keep up the good work. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Gwen Walker from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you so much. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. We have a lot of listeners on the line. Anyone else?
Congratulations to you, woman of God. Let me tell you, the words that you put in that book was such an inspiration to me. I want you to keep on moving on, keep on being an inspiration in the body of Christ. And you haven't seen nothing yet. Congratulations to you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
That was Sister Tara Doss, one of my church members from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church in Hopper Woods, Michigan. That was one of our church members, Sister Tara Doss. She's also in the process of writing a book now herself. So we want to thank God for her as well. Anyone else? The phone lines are open. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. The lines are open.
I just want to say congratulations to Tasha. We're really proud of you. I've got both your books. I really enjoyed reading them. And just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep staying positive. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. You say you have both of my books. The third book is on my website. That one is not on Amazon. So you will have to go to the website to purchase that third book. Again, which is Right to Heal,
okay.
W-R-I-T-E, number 2, H-E-A-L, .org.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, listener. Thank you. Anyone else? The lines are still open. We still have a few minutes. The lines are we have a lot of people.
Congratulations. Congratulations on writing your books.
Thank you.
You say you're from Marion, Alabama.
Yes.
Okay, we got some Ken people that has the same last name you do from Alabama.
Okay. Marion is very small, so you're not sharing my name.
Huh?
Marion is very small. You mind sharing their names? I may know them.
Okay, well, we some Ken to the Kings from Alabama.
I am a king. My last name is Jeff Stevenson.
Oh, you a king?
I'm a king, but my last name is Stevenson. That's my grandfather's maiden name, Stevenson.
What was your granddaddy? Was his name Emmett?
Emmett King is my great-granddaddy.
Okay, well, we some kin, baby. You some kin to James.
Yes, very small, so I figured I would know him if you call the name.
Yeah, my granddaddy was James King.
Okay, I knew of James.
Yeah, so you're saying the James.
Amen. I was sharing that with her before we went live on the air. I was sharing with her about granddaddy James King down in Marion, Alabama.
Yeah, because when I seen that name and said that she was from Marion, Alabama, I said, I think she's some kin to us. Well, baby, you continue on doing your good work.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Marianne King from Greensboro, North Carolina. Thank you so much. Because anyone else? The lines are still open. All right.
Hello, Takasha. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we can.
Hello. Yes, this is Sherry Billingsley Moore, Takasha's aunt. And I'm also known as Bama Realist, by the way. I would also like to say on behalf of the family, we are very proud of Tekasha, and we wish her much continued success. We're proud of your children as well. I enjoy reading the books, and I just definitely wanted to give a big, huge shout-out of love and best wishes to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Auntie.
Amen.
You're
praise
welcome.
The Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Anyone else? The lines are still open. We have a few minutes left.
Well, how's it going?
Hello? Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Hello?
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 Yes.
Hi, Tekasha.
Hey.
This is Cousin Pam. I just wanted to let you know that I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. I have seen you change from before incarceration to after, and I just want to let you know I am very proud of the woman you have become. Keep doing what you're doing, and don't let up.
Thank you. Thank you, Cuz. Love you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You know what? That's what the Word of God says to all of us as Christians, as sisters and brothers in the body of Christ, that we are to encourage one another in God's Word. We are to lift each other up. When we see God blessing someone else, we should not get jealous or envious of them. We should be encouraging them. We should be pushing them forward so they can do even more greater works for the kingdom of God. That's what she is doing. The phone lines are still open. Anyone else? Before we go off the air tonight, we still have a few, about two more minutes. Anyone else? I'm going to give everyone an opportunity that's on the line. Hello? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Can we can hear you. Yes, go ahead. All right, then. One final time. Anyone else? Well, I tell you what. We have a lot of listeners on the line tonight, and we do have a lot of listeners that do dial in, and they're very faithful for dialing in, and some of them do not say anything. They do not respond when the phone lines are open, but thank God. We still thank God for you for dialing in, and we hope and pray that everyone that have dialed in on tonight, whether by phone or through social media platforms around the world on tonight, we thank God for each one of you. And I know that I was blessed by this awesome woman of God on tonight. And I know that each one of you is blessed as well, and you have been encouraged to go a little bit further and do greater works for the Lord, just as she is doing. So that being said, we're going to get ready to close out in prayer on tonight. I want the listeners to know that I appreciate each and every last one of you. I pray for all the listeners, even though I don't know you personally. I do know some of you, but not all of you, because of so many that's listening around the world. But I pray for you all constantly. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me in this worldwide ministry platform, because it's not about me at all. It's all about God. It's about Jesus. It's about his word going forth. It's about people coming forth like Sister Stevenson. They're sharing testimonies and being a blessing to the listeners that God is being glorified. That's what it's all about. Eternal God, our heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again on tonight, giving the glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for this worldwide ministry platform on tonight. We thank you for every listening that faithfully bows in. We bless your name on tonight because you're truly worthy of our praise. And we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. So now, Lord, we pray that you continue to have your way in each one of our lives. Continue to bless Sister Stevenson, continue to use her for your glory as you continue to advance her and promote her in the kingdom of God, that she can be an even more faithful doer of your word, not just a hearer only. So we just thank you for her life. Thank you for her family and those that are encouraging her to do even greater works for you through her life. We just bless your name on tonight because you're worthy of our praise. So now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name. Everywhere your word is going forth, we pray that it will go forth with power, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tomorrow, everywhere, all over the land, that will is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to encourage one another in God's word. And remember, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. Good night.